When I was invited to come here, I got a letter from Barbara Ray that said the theme was the F word, feminism. And I thought, oh my God, you know, that's actually sort of difficult to talk about, because the conventional thing would be to talk about, you know, when we first started using it back in the 70s, along with the women's movement, et cetera, et cetera. But then I thought, no, it's really kind of interesting in another way. It's a wonderful door to open onto the English language. How many of you are not native English speakers? Okay. How many of you have had Latin? Bless you. That's wonderful. How many of you have studied Romance language? Okay. What about German or Scandinavian? And what about Asian languages? African? Okay, good. I knew I was on the right track with this group. Well, for those of you that had your Latin and the Romance languages, you know that feminism comes from the Latin word femina, which is the word for woman. And that is interesting in itself, because the English word for woman relates to man. Woman in Anglo-Saxon means wife of man. But the Latin word stands apart. The woman stands alone. That by itself is a very interesting concept to an English speaker. See, because you all think that you speak English, but you really don't. English speaks you. And the way you learn that is by studying another language. Because you can say some things in other languages much more easily than you can say them in English. And meanwhile, all this time, you think that you're apprehending reality via the English language, but there's a vast reality all beyond the English language. And other languages are better at certain aspects of that apprehension than English. English, by the same token, is better at certain things. And then there are all the aspects of life that no language can describe or defend or whatever. Just remember, just write this down as a little mantra. Language is rational. Life is not.